if you think about, you know, that nightmare that people have when they show up at school or work, and all of a sudden you realize, oh my God, I'm not wearing any clothes, I'm naked. How could this have happened, you know? I'm not really scared of that dream anymore. I'm okay with that dream.
Okay, I'm still scared of that dream. But that's Emily Stewart, a professional violinist and exercise instructor. And you're listening to The Magic Pill from WBUR. I'm Carrie Goldberg.
And I'm Dr. Eddie Phillips. And today we get shallow, just completely, utterly superficial. We're talking about looking good naked.
Eddie, you know, I was once driving along the highway in Canada, and I saw a billboard for the Look Good Naked gym. It didn't even have a photo or a silhouette or anything. It was just the words Look Good Naked. And I thought, wow, what great advertising.
There's an idea that if you work out just because you want to look good, that there's something that's based in vanity, or you're being shallow. You're a more shallow person if you're doing it more for your looks than for your health. But I think that's okay. And I think that looking good naked gives you confidence.
So let's get anatomical for a minute here. Eddie, you're a doctor, right? You see people naked. What tend to be the biggest differences between people who are fit and the people who aren't? I mean, it's very obvious to us visually, but what's happening inside there?
I think the first thing that I want to separate out is that we're not talking about weight here.
Okay.
Because we often in our society say, oh, you look good, and we just mean, oh, you lost some weight.
Yeah.
If you're asking me what makes someone look good as a physician looking at them, I'm talking about their function. So when my patient comes in to see me and can pop up out of the chair and can shake my hand firmly and walk with alacrity, I'm saying he looks good.
Interesting. But what about muscles? What about seeing muscles?
So seeing muscles actually is a positive. In other words, you know, to have sort of like those cut arms means that you're working at it and you probably have a higher muscle mass, lean mass as we call it, than someone who doesn't. Although there's a lot of misleading pieces. There's a lot of people that are slim and they're also carrying around a lot of fat instead of muscle.
But so basically what we want is muscle mass.
We want muscle mass because that's what helps us to move, and muscle mass is much more metabolically active. In other words, it's much better as burning up calories, and it helps you get around. And if you're looking in the mirror, it's not going to jiggle as much. So if that's what motivates you, then yes, you want to have that muscle mass.
But so physiologically, what you want to be is a more efficient engine, efficient machine.
You want to be able to sort of burn up the calories, and that's what the muscle is doing. And that's what you'll see in the legs and the arms. Looking at just the front of your body, if you are looking to do that, is probably not everything. Looking at your butt and looking at your legs is also important, and we need to work on the back and the butt muscles as well.
So you need those three-way mirrors that fold in, right?
Like when you're getting your clothes done at the tailor, absolutely.
Right.
The idea of how you look is actually much more appealing to a younger audience. Looking good will get you into the gym. It's an extrinsic motivator. We want to be revered by our colleagues and our friends, like, look at his abs, etc. As we get older, there's less of a concern for that, and people actually start to weigh, I want to be able to do more. I want to be able to get out of that chair. I want to be able to dance at my granddaughter's wedding. So it's not as much of a motivator, although I'll add that I've got lots of older patients who take up weightlifting, and they'll come in and show me their guns, and they're quite proud
really?
Of how good they look,
really?
And they want to show me, and they'll actually say, feel my arm.
Wow.
So there's something to it, and if that works for them, I'm with them.
So as we get older, we get into more of a it-is-what-it-is kind of a mode, but then we're getting more scared about losing our function, right? We want to be able to remain active and functional.
Yes, but along the way, if you've got some guns to show because you've been lifting, then enjoy it. Tomorrow, we'll talk about excuses and reasons and all kinds of things we seem to put in the way of exercise.
Today, our song is Giving Up by Mafalda. And we'll just end here with a bit more about sculpting the gluteus maximus from Jocelyn Robinson, a member of the November Project Morning Workout Group.
I think if you look at some of the pictures of people's butts here, like, that's a good motivator because I want that.
Gonna be all right. Talk to you all night, all night. When I lose my mind, I feel I can't get through to you. Some people, they
it's not the same when you're away. You're giving up, we're in the wrong, but it's not enough to keep me away. You're giving up.
We don't need to talk about all those things we left behind. Count the times that I should have been there by your side. No lies. Some people, they don't think that what we do is right. But I won't step back, won't face these walls without you here. Don't change our ways, 'cause it's not the same when you're away. You're giving up, we're in the wrong, but it's not enough to keep me away. You're giving up. Take me apart, take me away, away from where we lost it all. Right from the start, you knew what to say, to say. Take me apart, take me away, away from where we lost it all. Take me apart, make it okay. Change our ways, 'cause it's not the same when you're away. You're giving up, we're in the wrong, but it's not enough to keep me away. You're giving up, don't change our ways, 'cause it's not the same when you're away. You're giving up, we're but it's not enough to keep me away. You're giving up.